Despite the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra's financial straits, Baltimore County is reducing the amount of money it usually gives to the BSO. Nevertheless, WYPR's John Lee reports the county executive Johnny Oshevsky says the orchestra still has the county's full support.
Last year, the county gave the BSO $680,000. This fiscal year, it's being reduced to $600,000, and the county is keeping around $90,000 of that to help pay for the expenses of its July 3rd event at Oregon Ridge. That leaves a little more than $500,000 for the BSO's general fund, which is closer to a $170,000 cut. Now, you'll recall that the BSO canceled its annual Independence Day celebration at Oregon Ridge when it decided to cut back to a 40-week season to save money, so the county put on its own show. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky says the county can justify keeping the $90,000 because the BSO did not deliver on its promise to hold a July 4th concert.
I don't really know that that's necessarily a reduction, since it's something that was part of their grant application in all the years past as well.
Oshevsky says the BSO is a gem, but they had to make cuts throughout the budget to help close an $81 million shortfall. With that said, Oshevsky says his administration will actively monitor the BSO's situation. The Baltimore Sun reported a financial audit raised questions as to whether the BSO can remain in business for another year. In a statement, BSO CEO Peter Chomey said the organization understands why the county had to reduce the funding and appreciates what they're getting. Chomey said approximately 20% of BSO patrons live in the county, and he says they plan to bring back the BSO's Star-Spangled Spectacular concert next summer. Overall, the county is giving $2.6 million to cultural organizations. That's about $200,000 less than last year. Oshevsky says going forward, they'll use data to figure out what organizations are most benefiting county residents, from attendance to jobs.
So what we're trying to avoid is a wash, rinse, repeat style grant process where applicants basically regurgitate the prior year's grant application.
Oshevsky says that's the way the county awarded the grants in past years. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.